I'm just saying.
Take me out to the ball game.
In God we trust.
No.
Everybody else pay cash.
Take me out to the crowd.
Right-hander is set. Pitch. That one's going to be right down Broadway. Now we'll run deuces on the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs.
It's that way all the time. You know, I mean, it's not like the kids are getting younger or anything like that. Somebody's got to be doing good because some of us are doing bad. So it's just a matter of putting things together. And you know, there's a lot of ball games left. I'm trying to stay in a positive light and focus on the improvement every day.
When it comes to outs, they don't care about the radar gun. They don't care about how much your breaking ball breaks. Outs are outs. And, you know, he's really figured out, like I said, how to get outs and how to pitch. He does a great job of it.
It's totally different. I mean, you get in a game situation, the momentum, the adrenaline, everything, it changes a little bit. Inter-squads get kind of old after a while, and you play 12 things inter-squad. Everybody kind of starts focusing on other things. But I like playing games rather than inter-squad. That's the difference of big leaguers. They play games to get ready. I mean, that just makes kids better by playing live games.
Trace Amigos Chinese Buffet Restaurant.
It's nice to know you burped, swept.
Yeah! To the ball game. Take me out to the ground.
Rounding third is Ray. Here's the throw. And a high hopper over the third baseman. Vega the shortstop. What a play by Vega. And he nips the speedy right at the back at first base. Oh my.
Good roof, roof, for the home team. Any day, don't win, is a shame.
Now whoever takes two out of three is going to win the conference and get that number one seed. And that's what Region 14 is all about, is stiff competition, great baseball, and you know, knowing that you're in it and going into the last weekend before the regional tournament, 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away from achieving something big.
This is a special sports presentation of the award-winning Texas Sports Radio Network, the leader in sports broadcasting.
Tonight's broadcast is under the direction and is copywritten by the Texas Sports Radio Network. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, use of sound bites and interviews, any illegal theft of signal or attachment of use of the audio and video streams and all associated files, and any and all other use of the accounts of this broadcast, both audio and video, without the direct written consent and permission by the Texas Sports Radio Network is strictly prohibited and protected by federal law and copyright laws. All rights are reserved by the Texas Sports Radio Network at TSRNSports.com.
Well, it's a cool amp day here in Galveston. 54 degrees, cloudy, sun is peeking out, but we have baseball on tap here this afternoon. A doubleheader of non-conference matchup between the Brookhaven Bears and the Galveston College Whitecaps. Galveston yesterday split a doubleheader with Temple, losing 10-8 and winning 7-3. Alvin took care of Brookhaven yesterday, 15-6. And we have this coming up, the first of two here from Galveston. And it's all coming up next here on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
This
is the legendary Texas Sports Radio Network, the leader in sports broadcasting and the number one sports network in Houston and in Texas. Now celebrating 27 years of broadcast excellence, TSRN, your award-winning network, presents Region 14 JUCO Athletics.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Mainly Sandwiches. Franchises are now available. Call 713-942-2150. Don McGill Toyota of Katy. Who will? Don McGill will. Rudy's Barbecue. Country Store and Barbecue next in line. Octane Energy Drink. The ultimate all-in-one energy drink mix. The United States Marine Corps. The few. The proud. The Marines. Joe Myers Toyota, where smart buyers shop Joe Myers. Earl Campbell Sausage, a true Texas legend, takes some home tonight. Westside Chevrolet, the smart way to buy is at Westside Chevy. Domino's Pizza, oh yes we did. Altex Electronics, what you need when you need it. Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitters since 1956. TSRN Social Networks. Tweet, text, and Facebook and get TSRN notifications. Associated Credit Union of Texas. Saving, checking, loans, we've got that. Brad Haas Nissan on 249. We've got it all in Tomball. Economic Alliance of the Houston-Port Region. Setting economies in motion. TSRN on the go. Download TSRN smartphone app and take TSRN everywhere you are. On the go. And by the Texas Sports Network and its affiliated companies. TSN, TSRN, TSRN The Deuce, The Premium Channel, and TSRN TV. We didn't invent sports broadcasting. We make it better. Now, here's TSRN's Tom Vinay.
And good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. Well, not quite afternoon. We're a few minutes away from noontime here in Galveston. We're at Bernard Davis Field here in Galveston, Texas, home of the Galveston College Whitecaps. And we invite you for an afternoon of Region 14 non-conference baseball between the Galveston College Whitecaps and the Brookhaven College Bears. And our pregame show brought to you by Westside Chevrolet. The best way to buy is at Westside Chevrolet. Now, of course, we mentioned they had some action here yesterday. As Galveston got their non-conference season underway, they split a doubleheader with Temple. Temple winning game 1, 10-8. And then Galveston winning the nightcap 7-3 over Temple. And, of course, Brookhaven was down the road in Alvin, taking on the Dolphins, and Alvin won that game 15-6 as these schools playing this afternoon, getting ready. Conference play 3 weeks away. Other games coming up here this afternoon. Temple's down in Alvin this afternoon for a pair. And, of course, San Jack has some baseball going on as well today on the network as they're taking on Centenary up at San Jack on the north side. We'll have a timeout when we come back. We'll get the starting lineups. Opening pitch of this afternoon's game one of two here from Bernard Davis Field. You're listening to Region 14 Junior College Baseball on the Texas Sports Radio Network. Back after these breaks.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expect more.
One, two. I'm in love with a man named Rudy. I'm okay with that. He knows exactly what I want. He keeps me coming back. Cooks breakfast, lunch, and dinner for me. Doesn't
does the dishes too. I'm in love with a man named Rudy, last name Barbecue. It sure is easy to fall in love with Rudy's tasty oak smoked barbecue.
Next in line.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or on at altex.com.
Toyota-thon is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease the new 2017 Corolla L for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. We're one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers, shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit joemyerstoyota.com.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud, the Marines.
The game of football parallels the game of life. Few sports require more heart, determination, and persistence. Like in life, when you're knocked down, you have to be able to get back up and try harder the next time. Unfortunately, some players have not been able to get back up due to catastrophic injury they sustained playing a game they love. Now there is help. The Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Organization was started to provide help for these brave young men. Gridiron Heroes now needs you to lend a hand to help these young men be successful in the game of life. To learn more, contact Gridiron Heroes at 210-566-6108 or visit gridironheroes.org.
Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
At Don McGill Toyota of Katy, we want to be your first choice for all your Toyota needs. From sales to service, we will treat you like you deserve to be treated. With great deals being made every day, we are just a short drive from anywhere. So, whether you are in Cinco Ranch, Kane Island, Seven Meadows, or anywhere near Katy, give us a chance to earn your business. Find us online at toyotaofkaty.com, and remember,
if it's a deal, you chase an exit I-10 in Mason to Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN On the Go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
One box combo, please.
All right, let's get some our starting lineups for today's first game one, which will be a seven-inning game. Brookhaven and Coach Brandon Raines will have the starting lineup for him. He'll have, leading off, playing third base, Browning Hauser, batting second. And playing second base, Carlos Reyes, batting third. The first baseman, Colin Miner, batting cleanup. And the DH is Dylan Palmer, batting seventh. The shortstop, Hunter Hammond, in batting fifth. Sixth. And playing left field, Kyle Kincaid, batting seventh. The catcher, Dylan Cure, batting eighth. The center fielder, Colton Mayorga. And batting ninth will be Alex Massey, playing right field. So that's Hauser, Reyes, Miner, Palmer, Hammond, Kincaid, Cure, Mayorga, and Massey. Your starting lineup, the starting pitcher tonight for Brookhaven will be Anthony Orta, the left-hander. And on the other side for Coach Chris Joplin and the Galveston College Whitecaps, his starting lineup, Evan Alamo will be at second base leading off. Ian Loreno will be in center field. Batting second. Burnaby. Camargo will be the shortstop. Batting third. Carson Maxwell. Bats cleanup. He'll be at third base. Uriel Forbes will be behind the plate. Batting fifth. Matt Gonzalez at first base. Bat six. Robert Henley will be in left field. Batting seventh. Gasper Dana will be the DH. And batting ninth is the right fielder, Grayson Allen. On the hill will be their left-hander, Kyle Ross. And we'll take another break. When we come back, we'll have the opening pitch of game one of our doubleheader here on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
It means we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand-mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand-breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh-squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's. Only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
It's that time of year. Kickoff is football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high performance team gear. Visit us at BarcelonaSports.com.
Have you guys seen the new 2017 Mazdas? Well, these cars are tremendous. Now, I went by to see my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda, drove the Mazda 6, Mazda 3, and the CX-5. And boy, let me tell you, those are some fine driving machines. My car needed to be serviced, and Joe Myers Mazda always makes it so convenient. I can schedule my appointment online, and the customer service is top-notch. Now, if you're in the market for a brand-new car or SUV, take my advice and go see Ralph Samuel and my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda at Highway 290 in the Beltway, and you won't be disappointed. And tell them Lynn Michaels sent you.
Strong offense and strong defense. That's how Delta Pine Bowl Guard 2X10 Flex varieties win this season. Varieties like DP1522B2XF, DP1549B2XF, and DP1646B2XF can provide the highest yield potential, premium fiber quality, and the most effective weed control solutions available. That's why Delta Pine is strong cotton. Delta Pine, dedicated to cotton, committed to Texas.
Individual results may vary. Always read and follow IRM for applicable grain marketing and all of its leadership practices and practices.
Top of the first inning about to get underway here from Bernard Davis Field here in Galveston as Kyle Ross finishing his warm-ups. Sophomore left-hander, sorry, freshman left-hander, excuse me, from Maple Grove, British Columbia. Went to Samuel Robinson Tech High School. So he's used to this cool weather. Low 50s right now is the start of the game as he's finished his warm-ups and coming to the plate. Browning Hauser, the third baseman, to lead things off here for the Brookhaven Bears. Brookhaven College just a little north of Dallas in Farmer Branch, Texas. We'll get the defense for you in just a second. And our first pitch of the ball game from the left-hander is dribbled foul down the left field line for a strike, and we're underway at 12:06 here at game one. And a ground ball. Nice play at the third baseman by Maxwell. He'll fire across to Gonzalez and one away. The defense for the Whitecaps in the outfield. Henley in left. Loreno in center. Allen in right. The infield. Maxwell third. Camargo short. Alamo second. Gonzalez first. Forbes behind the plate, as we mentioned. The left-hander Ross on the hill. Now the second baseman, Carlos Reyes Jr. Batting left-handed. From Timber Creek High School. Takes one right down the plate for a strike. Scoreboard still having some blinky effects. We'll keep track of everything today. Oh, burn the outside corner with a little heat, and it's 0-2 on Reyes. Miner waiting on deck. As Ross stares in, delivers the pitch high and outside, 1-2 now. Remember, this is non-conference game between these two teams. They'll play 2 7-inning games. As we hear someone coming up the stairs. And a swing and a pitch outside. Forbes is going to have to make the play to first. And that completes the strikeout. So, 2 away here in the top of the first. And now bring Colin Miner, the first baseman.
Up the bat, Miner.
He'll be batting right-hander. Colin Miner from Cisco College. From San Antonio, Texas. And he'll foul the first one away for a strike. So Ross has kept him in the strike zone here in the early going. Here at Bernard Davis Field. 320 down the lines, 370 to the power alley, and 420 to center field. From the power alleys to the corners, the fence is 10 feet high. In center field, it's 20 feet high. Natural grass. As someone decided to pull the plug on us. So we're right back where we are. Hang in there, folks. They're playing with the electrical system here. So please stay with us. And a ground ball, second baseman Alamo gets a clean hop, fires across, and it's a 1-2-3 inning that takes care of the Bears in the top of the first. No runs, no hits, nobody left. We head to the bottom of the first, no score here on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy in historic downtown Katy, Texas. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com. The next time you stay to play in Katy, Texas, plan your stay at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-644-4455. The City of Katy, home of champions.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their 4-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
All right, we're ready for the bottom of the first inning here at Bernard Davis Field as they continue to tinker with the scoreboard. It's putting on a pretty good light show right now, but they'll get it all straightened out. So we'll keep all the stats with us right now as you listen in here on the Texas Sports Radio Network. Evan Alamo leads off for the Whitecaps. He'll be followed by Loreno and Camargo here at the bottom of the first. Against Anthony Orta, another left-hander. And he'll start Alamo off with a strike on the outside corner. Alamo batting left-handed. And another one burns the outside corner. Good placement by Orta. Gets ahead of Alamo, 0-2 now. That's high, 1-2 now. Alamo, sophomore, 5'8", 160, from Puerto Rico, and flies one to center field. It's going to racing over into the alley as Mallorca make the play for the Bears, and one away. Kind of reached out for that one, and just an easy fly ball to left center field. Defensively for the Bears of Brookhaven College, the outfield has Kincaid in left, Mallorca center, Massey in right, the infield Hauser third, Hammond short, Reyes second, Miner at first, and the pitch to Reno, he takes, pulls the bat back, takes it high for a ball, looked like he was going to try and drag bunt one down first. And behind the plate is Cure, and on the hill is Orta. And the 1-0 pitch. right down the pipe for a strike. Evens things out 1-1. Our first inning being brought to you by Frost Bank. At Frost Bank, the customer is considered the MVP. The 1-1. Loops that one into a curveball for a strike, and it's 1-2. A little bit of a breeze going across the field here this afternoon. There's another curveball called strike three. And two away. And that'll bring up the shortstop, Camargo. Here's Camargo. Southmore. And he'll get one under the glove of Reyes in the right center field, and that's a base hit. So our first hit of the ball game.
Up the bat, number 11, Carson Maxwell.
Here's Carson Maxwell, the third baseman. So we've got our first base runner of the ball game. So, Camargo with a lead over first and draws a throw from Orta. On deck, the catcher Forbes. Infield playing back. A swing and a miss by Maxwell. And it's 0-1. Our first inning also being brought to you by Houston 5A Baseball. Randy Byron and the staff will keep you up to date with all the high school baseball and junior college sports throughout the Houston area this year. At Houston 5A Baseball. That pitch is high and above the letters, makes it 1-1. Maxwell looking down at the coach's box at third. Order shakes off the sign from Cure, throws the first, and almost throws it a little bit too far for Miner, who's able to stretch out and make the play, but the runner able to get back. Still 1-1. Order another glance over at first. The runner has his lead. Breaking pitch and a ground ball. Backhanded by Hammond. He'll go to second for one to end the inning. So that takes care of the Whitecaps in the bottom of the first. No runs, a hit, and a man left. We're through one. No score between Brookhaven College and Galveston College here on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
Southside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expect more.
Some say a dog is a man's best friend. But I tell you what, boys, you better think.
We'll get back to our good friends at Rudy's Barbecue in just a moment. Top of the second inning, Brookhaven Bears batting in a scoreless game. And it's going to be the 4-5-6 hitters as the first pitch from Kyle Ross goes all the way to the backstop. To the DH, Dylan Palmer. It'll be Palmer, Hammond, Kincaid here in the top of the second inning for the Brookhaven Bears. As Ross delivers, and that one hits the strike zone. Makes it an even count at 1-1. Moreno shading a lot toward left center field. Lots of room in right center. As Ross delivers the 1-1, a chopper off the plate will go foul. Makes it 1-2. Bears went down in order in the top of the first. Now Forum settles in behind the plate. As is Palmer, batting left-handed. Almost got him to reach for that one. And that one went outside for a ball. Forbes had to move to his left to make that catch. So 2-2 now. On the DH Palmer as the pitch comes in. Strike three called. And that's strikeout number 2 this afternoon for Kyle Ross. One away. And that'll bring up the shortstop, Hunter Hammond.
Up at that, Hammond.
Hunter Hammond from Texas Wesleyan University out of Keller, Texas, a sophomore. Plays infield, also a pitcher, batting right-handed. Usually find a lot of shortstops as an alternate pitcher. And he'll pop that one out of play to the left side. First strike one. Make that the right side. Got to work on that dyslexia. 0-1. As Ross keeping them in order and a ground ball. And this is going to be nicely backhanded by the second baseman, Alamo. Easy play over to Gonzalez and two away. So two quick outs here in the second inning. And now to bring up the left fielder, Cal Kincaid.
Up the bat, Kincaid.
Other games underway, just top of the first, and no score between Temple and Alvin. Chris Tiller on the call over at Dolphin Field this afternoon. A chopper off the plate for a strike to Kincaid. And once again, Ross, with the exception of one, has stayed ahead of the hitters. And don't forget, later this afternoon, it's San Jacinto baseball will be on tap against Centenary. Lynn Michaels on the call up at San Jacinto North College. Fly ball, left field, kind of drifting back and making the easy catch is Henley in left field to make it another 1-2-3 inning for Kyle Ross. We head to the bottom of two. No score between Galveston College and Brookhaven College here on the Texas Sports Radio Network. Now back to our good friends at Rudy's Barbecue.
Some say a dog is man's best friend. But I tell you what, boys, you better think again. 'Cause there ain't nothing better than some cows, pigs, and turkeys too. I love to cover them in sauce down at Rudy's Barbecue.
Bring all your friends to Rudy's for some tasty oak smoke barbecue.
Next in line.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or online at altex.com.
Bottom of the second inning, Anthony Orta finishing up his warm-up, tosses as he gets ready to face Ural Forbes, Matt Gonzalez, and Robert Henley here in the bottom of the second inning for the Galveston College Whitecaps in this scoreless game against Brookhaven College. So here's Forbes. Earl Forbes, a sophomore, Freeport. Went to Prosper High School. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Looking at our little notes here we have. Avante Academy takes the first pitch for a strike from Orta. Still cloudy, sun trying to peek its way through, and the pitch misses outside for a ball, 1-1. Next week, don't forget, more junior college baseball will be on tap along with Houston area high school basketball. And Forbes pops it up, foul territory, first base side, and it'll go out of play. And he's down to count 1-2 now. Our half inning being brought to you by Altec Electronics. What you need, when you need it. Orta waits for his second baseman, Reyes, to get back into position. After that little jaunt, and now Forbes flies one to right to the gloves of Massey, and it's one away. So one out, and here's Matt Gonzalez, the first baseman.
Number 30, Matt Gonzalez.
Here's Gonzalez, a sophomore, Prosper, Texas, Prosper High School. Matt, stocky 6'5", 240 first baseman. Bats on the right side against the lefty Orta. Always like it when the coach seems to back up a lot when he's on the coach at third, backs up a lot when that right-handed batter comes up. That first pitch, a breaking pitch in for a strike. And the lefty delivers again. Easy ground ball the first. Easy play for Miner. He'll take it himself, and it's two away. So Orta gets two quick outs here. As that goes three unassisted in the scorebook. And here's Robert Henley stepping into the plate as the sun comes out. For a moment, let's see how long it stays out there. It's been hiding out in those clouds. It's been trying to make it a sunny afternoon. It's in the mid-50s right now. Hopefully it'll get a little bit warmer. As the lefty ready and delivers the pitch, and that's low at the knees for a ball to Henley. Robert Henley, redshirt freshman, Fort Worth, Texas, played at Alamo Heights High School. Took that low, and it's 2-0 now as Orta falls behind. The Henley with Gasper Deanna on deck. And Orta delivers, and that one's a dribble foul down first. 2-1 now to count. Glad you're with us here this afternoon as we get started with our coverage of Region 14 baseball this year here on the network. Fastball makes it in there, and it's even out 2-2 right at the knees. So 2-2 now on Henley, trying to keep the inning going here in the second inning as Orta delivers. Outside, 3-2 now. So our first 3-2 count of the day. Henley glances down at the coach at third. Outfield pretty much straight away, and the lefty delivers the 3-2. Lifted high in the air, deep to left, going back toward the fence, looking up, gone! Home run for Robert Henley, and Galveston College leads 1-0. 1-0 on the home run by Henley here in the bottom of the second on a 3-2 pitch. So, Whitecaps lead it 1-0. And here's the DH, Gasper Deanna. So, Orta kind of looking like, ooh, what happened there? That one just kept drifting back. And now Galveston with the early lead. And the pitch misses for a ball to Deanna. And Orta quickly delivers. And evens the count with one at the belt for 1-1. Wind blowing a little bit more toward left field now, and that made the ball drift a little high. Henley did get it high in the air. And Kincaid just kept going back and back until he ran out of room. 2-1 count now. Fastball misses, 3-1 now. The right fielder, Grayson Allen, on deck. And orders 3-1. And a shot, shortstop, Hammond, backhand, has to hurry. High throw and in time to end the inning. But Galveston comes up with a run. The solo homer by Henley, one run on one hit. Nobody's left after two. Galveston College leading Brookhaven, 1-0. Texas Sports Radio Network.
Sun is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. We're one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers, shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit joemyerstoyota.com.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game. You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN On the Go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
Well, Kyle Ross now has a 1-0 lead as he faces the bottom third of the order, the Bears of Brookhaven College. Thanks to the home run by Robert Henley. He's facing the catcher. Dylan Kura takes the first pitch for a ball. It'll be Kura, Mayoka, and Massey. And that one misses low, and it's 2-0. And Ross falls behind. 2-0 for the first time. As he faces Kura. Right-handed hitting catcher. There's one, tied at the knees for a strike, and it's 2-1. Dylan Kura from Keller Central High School up in Keller, Texas. A sophomore. And the 2-1 pitch, and swing and a miss. And Kura unable to catch up with that one from the lefty Ross. Ross has been perfect so far through two. Trying to keep it going here in the third. A 2-2 breaking pitch misses way outside. 3-2 now. Now, Ross with his first 3-2 count of the ball game to the leadoff hitter, Dylan Kure. Wind continuing to blow out toward left field now. The 3-2 and a ground ball toward third. Nicely scooped by Maxwell. Swirls and fires low and a nice dig out by Gonzalez. At first base on Maxwell's low throw. But it retires Kure, one away here in the second and the third. So that'll bring up Colton Mayorka, the center fielder. A sophomore from Rogers, Texas, by way of East Texas Baptist University, takes the first pitch from Ross inside and low at the feet. Not the knee, that was down really low. And Forbes doing a nice job of scooping that one in out of the dirt. One away here in the third. Fastball, and that right in there again. As Ross has got a nice target there he's had on the inside corner. And evens the count at 1-1. And the lefty delivers on a slow chopper, and nice fielded by Ross. He's going to race to the bag, and he'll outrun Mayorka to the bag to make it one unassisted and two away. Side has just taken himself and figured he had enough speed to beat Mayorka to the base, and he did. So that brings up the number 9 hitter, Alex Massey. Then it would be the top of the batting order should Massey get on. Ross gets the sign, likes what he likes, and delivers his first pitch, and that's low and inside. So Ross has missed with his opening pitch to the last two hitters. But he's been able to get the two outs. The 1-0, fouled away, first base side. And one and one is once again the sun creeping out here tonight. One one now as we have a bright sunny sky right now. And that one's fouled away. Once again, makes it one and two now to Massey. That sun out, getting a little bit warmer here this afternoon as we see the shadows starting to show up. Another one fouled away by Massey. Just getting a piece of it to stay alive. And some of the players go chasing after the errant baseballs. And another 1-2 offering. Instead, Ross wants to step off and wait a second and reset. Massey from nearby Clearbrook High School. And another ground ball. This one just foul past the diving Gonzalez. As Massey tried to go right down the first baseline. Missed it by about a foot. But that means Mr. Gonzalez's uniform is definitely heading for the laundry later with the dirt that he collected making that dive. So once again, another 1-2 offering. In the dirt, it's a strike. They're going to say it is a strikeout. And for Ross, that is strikeout number 3. As once again, he sets Brookhaven down in order here in the third inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left. We head to the bottom of 3 in Galveston College, leading Brookhaven College 1-0 here on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
When children struggle in school, the frustration can seem overwhelming. You can blame your child, blame yourself, blame the system, or you can call the Tutoring Club. Give your child the chance he or she deserves. The Tutoring Club knows all students have the potential to succeed. And more important, the Tutoring Club guarantees to make it happen. Math, science, reading, writing, and study skills. The Tutoring Club focuses on the weaknesses. The Tutoring Club, 3612 West Main in League City. Call 281-338-0327. The Tutoring Club, a class above, guaranteed.
The game of football parallels the game of life. Few sports require more heart, determination, and persistence. Like in life, when you're knocked down, you have to be able to get back up and try harder the next time. Unfortunately, some players have not been able to get back up due to catastrophic injury they sustained playing a game they love. Now there is help. The Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Organization was started to provide help for these brave young men. Gridiron Heroes now needs you to lend a hand to help these young men be successful in the game of life. To learn more, contact Gridiron Heroes at 210-566-6108 or visit gridironheroes.org.
Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
At Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
Bottom of third inning, and Grayson Allen, the number 9 here, leads off for Galveston College. They lead Brookhaven College 1-0 here on the Texas Sports Radio Network. As Anthony Order's first pitch is a swing and a miss by Grayson Allen. Allen, a red shirt freshman outfielder, Spring, Texas. Takes a strike, 0-2 now. Played on Barry Smith's Klein Bearcat team. And the 0-2 from Mordo outside makes it 1-2, trying to get Allen to reach. Top of the batting order would be next. Alamo and Loreno. Henley's solo homer in the second is our only score. Breaking pitch makes it 2-2. Glad you're all with us here at first of two games here from Galveston. Allen just gets a piece of that one to stay alive, files it back to the screen. Bottom of third down the way in Alvin over at Dolphin Field. No score between Temple and Alvin. That misses outside. 3-2 now. 3-2 to Allen. Leading off here in the bottom of third inning for the Whitecaps as the payoff pitch in, swing and a miss. And that's strikeout number 2 this afternoon for Anthony Orta. Now back to top of the batting order. And Elvin Alamo now the batter. Flied out his first time up. as now Orta facing the lineup for the second time. Let's see what adjustments have been made. And pitch outside as Alamo looked to try to bunt, pull the bat back, take it outside for ball one. Quickly, and there's a bunt down third. Hugs the line nice, and the throw to first. Not in time. It goes wide, and that's going to send the runner to second. So it's going to be a base hit and an error charged on the throw. So it's a single and an error. And Alamo down at second. As the error will be charged to Hauser with the low throw that was Minor unable to get and allows the runner to advance to second. So it went away. The Whitecaps have a man in scoring position. And they'll bring the center fielder Ian Loreno, who was a strikeout victim back in the first inning. As the scoreboard goes from 1-7 outs. As they're still having fun with it here this afternoon, is getting all the kinks out of the new scoreboard. Check to swing. Orta takes a spill at the hill as he trips, making his delivery. And the pitch is high, a ball. As once again, the sun has gone behind the clouds again. On this restful Saturday afternoon for junior college baseball. Runner goes for third. The throw is high and an easy stolen base for Alamo. So he's at third with one out now. And it's a 2-0 count on the Whitecap center fielder. Camargo on deck. That's high. That's 3-0. First base is open with one out. They may walk him and try to set up a double play. Infield's in, looking for a play at the plate. And the 3-0. In the dirt, ball four. Runners at the corners. First walk given up by Orta. So runners at first and third. BB Camargo now the batter. And now time is called as coaches are going to talk. We're going to take 30 seconds here on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
We want to be your first choice for all your Toyota needs. From sales to service, we will treat you like you deserve to be treated. With great deals being made every day, we are just a short drive from anywhere. So, whether you are in Cinco Ranch, Kane Island, Seven Meadows, or anywhere near Katy, give us a chance to earn your business. Find us online at toyotaofkaty.com, and remember,
if it's a deal, you chase an exit I-10 in Mason to Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
They came from every corner of the country, from small towns and big cities. But they all shared one thing in common. They belonged to a family called Marines, a tough and determined few dedicated to protecting everything we hold sacred. And still, they come. Celebrate the history of those proud few who have earned the title Marine.
All right, meetings are all over. Situation for Galveston. Runners at first and third with one out. Here in the bottom of the third inning. They lead 1-0, looking for some more runs. And the pitch is high to Camargo. No action down in the bullpen for Brookhaven, so infield, Hauser in at third. Infield playing back, looking for the double play ball. As orders 1-0, breaking pitch misses inside. 2-0 with Maxwell on deck. And the signal's going out from the coach's box at third. And Orta, as the runner breaks from second, the pitch is high, the throw to second, they relay throw, now they got the runner caught between home and third in the rundown, they'll toss it back and forth, and they're gonna get the runner tagged at it, the plate by Orta. On the play, Loreno all the way to third, but they get the second out. On the rundown. And the count now 2-0 on Camargo. Now Loreno down at third. So, good play by the second baseman Reyes to get the ball back quickly to Cure at home to get the runner caught between the for a home and third. So a chance for Order to get out of the inning if they can get the last out. That pitch is high. And ball four. So another walk in the inning. Put runners at the corners for Maxwell now. So here's Carson Maxwell. Fielder's choice his first time up. So Orta trying to keep the White Caps at bay, holding the one runner here. And that pitch to Maxwell is high. And Orta struggling a little bit here in the bottom of third inning. He's not been able to zoom in on that strike zone. And now he falls behind Maxwell, 1-0. Runners have their leads at the corner. And now Order steps off for a second. Now checks the signs with Cure, the catcher. Hauser even with the bag at third. Infield playing back, looking for the force play at second. And Order's pitch outside, 2-0 now. Uriel Forbes waiting on deck, and now Cure wants to go out and talk to Orta. Try and settle him down. They were able to get one runner in scoring position out when they got Alamo caught in the rundown between home and third. With good base running by Loreno during that time, able to get all the way from first to third. Then the walk to Camargo. Once again, runners at the corners. Two balls, no strike, and then that one, a high strike at the letters. And it's 2-1 now. 2-1 count. Zorda glance over and delivers the pitch. Tight. They're going to say he went for it, and it's now 2-2. Maxwell tried to hold his swing. Home plate umpire said he didn't. So now Orta pitch away from getting out of the inning. Trying to retire Maxwell and end the inning with no one coming across the plate. The 2-2 popped up in the air. And right behind us out of play as it hits the top of the building where we are broadcasting from here this afternoon. And the count will stay 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs here in the bottom of the third inning. Galveston College leading 1-0, looking for another run here. Once again, runners take their lead. And that's popped up out of play by Maxwell. As you hear the wind gusting here as it lifting toward left field. It, now, more than earlier. Swing and a miss. Ball gets away. They'll make the throw to first to end the inning, but a big strikeout for Orta ends the inning. It's his third of the game. And for Galveston here in the bottom of the third inning, no runs, a hit. One error and two men are left. We're through three innings of play. And Galveston College leading Brookhaven College 1-0 here on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's. Only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
It's that time of year. Kick off this football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at BarcelonaSports.com.
Have you guys seen the new 27?
Top of the fourth inning. And Kyle Ross maintains a 1-0 lead here. And still face the top of the order for Brookhaven. That'll be Hauser, Reyes, and Miner. Here in the top of the fourth, Galveston College leading. Brookhaven College 1-0. Fastball in there for a strike. Hauser grounded out to second to start the game. And the lefty Ross delivers ground ball. Should be a play for the shortstop. A little hoppy had to watch. And Camargo makes the throw over to Gonzalez. And it's one away. That'll bring up Carlos Reyes, who was a strikeout victim back in the first inning. As he steps in, second baseman batting left-handed. Still no score down in Alvin between Temple and the Dolphins as they bat in the bottom of the third inning. Fastball misses outside from Ross. Makes it 1-0. As we mentioned yesterday, Temple and Galveston played two. They split a doubleheader. Galveston winning 10-8. Reyes, fly ball. And Henley making the play in left. And quickly, once again, two outs for Kyle Ross, and that'll bring up Colin Miner. He grounded out to Alamo at second, his first time up. And of course, Galveston won the nightcap, 7-3. And of course, the other game we had on last night, Alvin defeated Brookhaven, 15-6, excuse me. Ground ball, Camargo, another play for him. He'll fire one over to Gonzalez, and it's a 1-2-3 inning. Once again for Kyle Ross. No runs, no hits, nobody left. Head to the bottom of fourth. Galveston maintaining a 1-0 lead over Brookhaven.
Mazdas? Well, these cars are tremendous. Now, I went by to see my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda. Drove the Mazda 6, Mazda 3, and the CX-5. And boy, let me tell you, those are some fine driving machines. My car needed to be serviced, and Joe Myers Mazda always makes it so convenient. I can schedule my appointment online, and the customer service is top-notch. Now, if you're in the market for a brand-new car or SUV, take my advice and go see Ralph Samuel and my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda at Highway 290 in the Beltway, and you won't be disappointed. And tell them Lynn Michaels sent you.
Strong offense and strong defense. That's how Delta Pine Bowl Guard 2X10 Flex varieties win this season. Varieties like DP1522B2XF, DP1549B2XF, and DP1646B2XF can provide the highest yield potential, premium fiber quality, and the most effective weed control solutions available. That's why Delta Pine is strong cotton. Delta Pine, dedicated to cotton, committed to Texas.
Individual results may vary. Always read and follow IRM for applicable grain marketing and all of the stewardship practices and pesticide level corrections. The company is not approved for any part use.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy in historic downtown Katy, Texas. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com. The next time you stay to play in Katy, Texas, stay at the Residence Inn at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-391-7501. The City of Katy, home of champions.
Bob in the fourth inning. It'll be Forbes, Gonzalez, and Henley up for the White Caps of Galveston College. And Forbes pops one up high in the air, going back, 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 and chasing it. And it's off the wall in left center, and Forbes has a leadoff double. As he got that one high in the air, and the wind carried it all the way to the power alley in left center field. And a leadoff double. And that's the third hit off of Anthony Orta. Here's Matt Gonzalez. Grounded out the first, his first time up. 0 for 1. As So Forbes. On the first pitch, has him at second. And now here's Gonzalez trying to get him toward third. Maybe bring him home. Extend the lead for Galveston. As Orta looks in. Breaking pitch, loops foul down first. Looks like we got some action starting to get underway down in the Brookhaven bullpen. On the first base side, Galveston players on the third base side here this afternoon. Forbes a short lead over at second. And Orta, fly ball, center field, going back, and making the catch, Majorca, tagging Forbes, will go to third, and he's at third with one out. So a sack fly by Gonzalez gets Forbes in third. Here's Robert Henley, and he's the reason why Galveston leads 1-0. A 3-2 pitch. He took over the left field wall back in the second inning, making 1-0. And let's see how Orta pitches to him as he infields in once again. Galveston had two men in scoring position the last time they were up, unable to get him in. And popping it up on the first pitch, and let's see, does it stay in play? They give it chase, and it goes out of play for strike one. They had one runner caught in a rundown between home and third, and the other one was stranded. Galveston has left two men on base so far today. 0-1 count on Henley with Deanna waiting on deck. Our inning being brought to you by Rudy's Barbecue, Country Store and Barbecue. Swing the miss by Henley as Orta pulled a little string on that one and had Henley chasing it. Hauser even with the bag at third. The same with Miner over at first. Infield also in at short and second. Orta ahead of the count, 0-2, pitches high, ball one. This is where you got to take advantage of these opportunities when you get somebody in scoring position. Especially with no outs, they had the leadoff double by Forbes, and after one away, he's at third. 1-2 pitch, ground ball. Hauser feels it and looks over at third. Now goes to first and gets the second out. So Henler retired for the first time tonight. 5-3 on the putout, and that'll bring up the DH, Gaspar Deanna, who grounded out to short. So Orta has been on the edge of giving up some more runs here, but he's been able to get those final outs. He's got one more to get here. Keep it a 1-0 game. The pitch high with the big breaking pitch. Grayson Allen waiting on deck. Deanna, right-handing hitting DH. That one's in the dirt. Nice stop by Cura to keep the runner back at third. 2-0 now. Deanna from Corpus Christi, Texas, went to Incarnate Word Academy. 2-0 in there for a strike, and it's 2-1 now. Forbes led off with a double, went to third on a sack fly. Now he's there with two outs. 2-1, ground ball. Hauser dives, makes the scoop. No, goes to Hammond, who throws, and Wild, and the run scores. Thought Hauser had it, went under his glove. Hammond able to scoop it, but the throw too far. The run comes in to score an RBI for Deanna, as he'll be credited with a base hit. And it's 2-0 Galveston.
Number three, Grayson Allen.
So here's Grayson Allen. Thought for a second Hauser was going to make a big play at third, diving, but could not come up with it cleanly. 2-0 now, Galveston College. As Zorda's pitch into Allen's in there for a strike as he gets a high strike zone. Allen was a strikeout victim his first time up when he led off the third inning. Deanna has his lead at first. And that's fouled away, and Allen in a hole 0-2 now. Top of the order would be next. Should Allen be able to keep the inning alive? Deanna takes his lead once again over at first. That's high. And Cure kind of took a look like he was going to try and throw one over the first. Runner breaks, and a ground ball to Hauser at third. He'll make the long throw in time to end the inning. But the damage is done. One run on two hits. There were no errors, and one man left. We are through four innings of play, and Galveston College leading Brookhaven College now 2-0, Texas Sports Radio Network.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Hey, let's get something to eat.
I don't know. How about there?
Ugh, that's 3 hours on a rowing machine.
That place?
4 on a treadmill.
What about
an extra CrossFit class?
How much is it to lick a postage stamp?
7 sit-ups. 12 with the envelope.
Instead of being consumed by calories, why not just start eating healthier? Pita Pit. Fresh thinking, healthy eating.
Pita Pit. Fresh grilled, flavored film at 12020 FM 1960, just east of Eldridge.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
Top of the fifth inning, Galveston College leading 2-0 now as the leadoff batter Dylan Palmer takes a pitch outside for a ball. The DH Palmer 0-for-1, struck out back in the second inning. As Kyle Ross now with a 2-0 lead for the Whitecaps, and a fastball trying to hit that outside corner as Forbes trying to squeeze the glove back inside the strike zone. And the home plate umpire said not enough, so it's 2-0 now on Palmer. Palmer will be followed by Hammond and Kincaid here in the top of the fifth for the Brookhaven Bears. 2-0 from Ross. That's high, 3-0. No, first time he has had a 3-0 count for Kyle Ross here in the game. Bears looking to get some offense going. As Ross has held him scoreless, gets a strike on the inside corner. And it's 3-1 as that kind of brushed Palmer back a little bit. A little backdoor action there for Kyle Ross. And the 3-1. Popped up, out of play. Full count now, 3-2 on Palmer. So Ross has come back to fill the count after falling behind 3-0. They're expecting Palmer to go the opposite way. Lots of room in right center field. And the 3-2 outside, and Brookhaven has their first base runner of the game. A leadoff walk here in the fifth inning. So that'll bring up Hunter Hammond now, the batter, the shortstop. Grounded out the second, his first time out, 0-for-1. Maxwell, even with the back, creeping a little bit from third. And Hammond pops it up into the gap, right center field. This could be trouble. It's going to drop. Base hit. And runners are going to be at second and third. So throw comes into second. A double for Hammond. And just like that, Brookhaven have the tying runs in scoring position with nobody out here in the fifth inning. And with that, we're going to have a quick meeting. With that, we'll take a break. Texas Sports Radio Network, Brookhaven, trying to even it up here in the fifth inning, down 2-0.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expectmore.
Well, it took until the fifth inning for the bats to come alive for Brookhaven. They've been held to anybody on the base pads until now. A leadoff walk and a double. And the tying runs in scoring position here in the top of the fifth inning. As Kyle Kincaid steps to the plate. And now he asks for time. Nobody out here in the top of the fifth inning. As the Brookhaven College Bears look to try and even it up here. Against the left-hander Ross, who kicks, delivers, breaking pitch, high in there for a strike. He's got a couple of high strike calls in the letters. And down there, a right-hander loosening up quickly down the bullpen for the Whitecaps. Infield looking inside, down Gonzalez on the grass, fly ball, shallow center field. This one looks like it's going to drop. It will. One run will come in to score to make it 2-1. It's an RBI single for Kincaid as Palmer comes in to score and Hammond down to third. And it's 2-1 now.
At the bat here.
And now here's Dylan Cure. And the first three men have reached here in the inning. And the tying run now down at third with nobody out for Dylan Cure. As Ross looks in, delivers the pitch inside. Laurel Forbes had to block that one to keep everybody from moving up 90 feet. And that's ball one. Ross looking over at first. And draws the throw, does the runner, Kincaid. Kincaid at first, Hammond at third. He represents the tying run. Cooper Mystic down in the bullpen, warming up for the Whitecaps. That pitch is high, a ball. 2-0 now. So 2-0 now to Cure. It's Kincaid hopping around over at first base. The pitch, swing and a miss, 2-1. As Cure could not get the low pitch. So 2-0 now count. And a ground ball past the shortstop in the left field. A base hit ties the game at 2, an RBI for Cure. And we are even at 2 now. And that's the third hit of the inning. As Hammond comes in to score to tie the game at 2. On the play, Kincaid the second. So that's 4 in a row who have reached base here in the inning for Brookhaven. And we're tied at 2. And still nobody out. A As Ross looks on at Kincaid, that one just got underneath the glove of Camargo, diving to his right. And now Ross, got to be careful. You don't want to balk and put two men in scoring position. Colton Majorca, the batter. He grounded out back to Ross, back in the third inning. Now he has a chance to put Brookhaven College ahead in this game. They have trailed the route. They've come back to tie it here in the fifth. As Ross looks in, Majorca digging in on that right side of the plate. Looks to bunt, bunts it off the plate. Ross feels it. Only play will be the first, and he just gets there in time. With Almo covering at first, and the runners advance to second and third. So a nice sacrifice bunt by Majorca. As that goes 1-4. And now here's Alex Massey. One away. And now Kincaid at third, and Cure at second. As Brookhaven College has come back to even it here in the fifth inning. As Ross looks in, play at second, and he almost threw it away, but a good play by Camargo keeps that one from going to center field, as that one looked like they had the runner caught, but the throw by Ross was off target. As they almost got the runner, Cure off the bag at second. Breaking pitch is high for a ball to Massey. Top of the batting order would be next for the Bears. One-oh count now. Kincaid a little bit down the line from third. Another pitch high as Ross trying to hit that big breaking pitch on the outside corner. He's missed it twice, and it's 2-0. And now Forbes wants to go out and talk to him. Our game being brought to you by Houston Community College. Houston Community College, start here, go anywhere. The City of Katy, City of Champions. 2-0 count now on Massey. As Ross once again glances at the runners, delivers the pitch low, and it's 3-0 now on Massey. Messick continuing to loosen up down the bullpen. The 3-0 coming from Ross. Popped away, and it's 3-1. And Massey lost the bet. Kind of knew he had the pitch and didn't connect on it. So now 3-1. Ross once again checking the runner at second. Delivers the 3-1. And a chopper right back to Ross. Looks the runner's back. Fires the first. Two away. So Ross gets a big ground out back to himself to get the second out. Now that'll bring up the third baseman, Browning Hauser. Hauser 0 for 2. He's grounded out to third and short. And now time going to be called, and they want to talk it over before they pitch to Hauser. We'll take another break here on the Texas Sports Radio Network. 2-2 our score here in the top of the fifth.
I hate my job, but I don't mind getting up in the morning. I dread each day, but I can't wait to get out of bed. You ask me why, and what I'll say to you is true. Well, you can get breakfast tacos at Rudy's Barbecue. Scrambled eggs and brisket, they ain't fooling around. Salsa draft, son, they're the best in town. Barbecue for breakfast, yes, it's true. Put a smile on your morning at Rudy's Barbecue.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or online
online at ALTEX.com.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
Toyota Thought is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla L for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. We're one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers, shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit joemyerstoyota.com.
Well, Coach Joplin has gone to the bullpen here with two outs here in the top of the fifth inning, a 2-2 game, and he's brought on the right-hander,
Cooper Missick
from Cloverdale, British Columbia, Sands Secondary School, to try and get the third out here. Brookhaven has tied it here in the third, in the fifth inning. A walk, a double, two base hits. RBIs for Kincaid and Cure in the inning. Mallorca had a sack bunt that moved the runners to second and third. And after Massey grounded out to the pitcher, they brought in Missick now. They'll face Hauser, who is 0 for 2. Kincaid at third with two outs. Missick 6'6", 210. So when he brings it over the top, he's really bringing it over the top. And the right-handed delivers. Fastball, sidearm, misses outside for a ball. Current line on Ross, 4 2/3 innings. Two runs on three hits, three strikeouts, one walk, and that was a costly one here in the fifth inning. It opened the doors. Another little sweeping pitch misses outside, and it's 2-0. Reyes on deck. Hauser, seventh man to bat here in the inning for the Bears. And another left-hander loosening up down the bullpen for the Whitecaps. Massey pops it up, third, first base side, giving way. Is Gonzalez gives it away to Alamo, who retires the side. But for Brookhaven College here in the fifth inning, they get two runs on three hits. There were no errors, and they left two on base. We head to the bottom five. It's a whole new game. It's now Brookhaven College 2, Galveston College 2, Texas Sports Radio Network.
It's a moment of truth where it's either put up or shut up. We were yelling our hearts out. Even in our weakness, even in our pain, we continued to push. I don't know where the pain went to, but all I know is that I had what it took. I am a United States Marine.
PFC Darrell Willis serves his country as a Marine. Will you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN on the go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand-mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand-breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh-squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's. Only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
Have you guys seen the new 2017 Mazdas? Well, these cars are tremendous. Now, I went by to see my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda, drove the Mazda 6, Mazda 3, and the CX-5. And boy, let me tell you, those are some fine driving machines. My car needed to be serviced, and Joe Myers Mazda always makes it so convenient. I can schedule my appointment online, and the customer service is top-notch. Now, if you're in the market for a brand new car or SUV, take my advice and go see Ralph Samuel and my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda at Highway 290 in the Beltway, and you won't be disappointed. And tell them Lynn Michaels sent you.
Strong offense and strong defense. That's El Delta Pine Bowl.
Well, bottom of the fifth inning, a new pitcher out for Brookhaven College. And they bring out Travis Angel, another left-hander, to replace Anthony Orta. It'll be the top of the batting order up for Galveston. A 2-2 game. Taking the bunt for a strike is Elvin Alamo. Orta goes four innings, allows two runs on four hits. Walked two and struck out two. And the pitch outside the ball makes it 2-1 now. On Alamo, leading off here in the bottom of the second inning. Flies it out of play toward the Whitecap bullpen. Makes it 2-2. Loreno on deck and then Camargo for the Whitecaps here. And a little looper right to Hammond, the shortstop. And it's one away here in the fifth inning. Moreno now the batter. Has struck out, walked, and was stranded at third. Back in the third inning. Galveston has stranded four base runners while Brookhaven is stranded two. Breaking pitch misses outside. Next pitch from Angel, right there at the letters for a strike, and it's 1-1 now. Elsewhere. And that misses, 2-1. Elsewhere down in Alvin, no scores. They're in the bottom of the sixth inning down at Dolphin Field between Temple and Alvin. Now 3-1 now as that one misses. There's a strike, makes it a full count now. 3-2 now. On the Whitecap center fielder. And he'll walk. Second time today, a walk for Loreno. So here is Camargo. 0-1 with a walk. Maxwell waiting on deck as the Whitecaps look to try to break this 2-2 tie. That pitch is way high, and sure had to climb the ladder to catch that one from Angel. Sanjak getting underway momentarily. We haven't seen a report yet, but they should be getting underway up north. That's high, 2-0. And now Cura wants to go out and talk to his pitcher, Travis Angel, from North Central Texas College via Rowlett, Texas. Two-oh count now on Camargo. And he'll loop one in the left field, but right at the left fielder, Kincaid, and it's one away. Excuse me, two away now, excuse me. So two away, and that's going to leave it up to Carson Maxwell to keep the inning alive. Maxwell, a fielder's choice, and has struck out 0 for 2 today. Gel looks and delivers, and the pitch curveball misses inside for a ball. Our half inning being brought to you by Altec Electronics, what you need when you need it, and by Houston 5A Baseball. Randy Byer and his staff getting you all ready, and now they've got the runner picked off, and they have the rundown, 1-3-6, and back to 1. The ball gets away, though, and he's safe. They had the runner, Moreno, picked off. He was frozen like a rope over there at first, and an error ends up allowing him to be safe as the ball came out after the tag. So he's back at first saying, ooh. Don't have to run laps now because I got out of that jam. So he'll take his lead now. Still 1-0 count on Maxwell. Now he'll break, and they've got maybe caught again. He'll throw, and he's safe at second, as the throw was offline from Minor. So that's a stolen base for Loreno. Looked like they had him caught again, but the throw outside by Minor. And he's safe in scoring position at second base now. Still 1-0 count on Maxwell. Base hit could break the tie here. And now, Kira wants to talk to Angel. So a couple fundamental mistakes here has allowed the runner to get to second base with two outs. Maxwell sets up on the right side as Angel looks on. Glances over at second. The lefty delivers outside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes to Maxwell. Another glance at second by Angel, and he'll deliver the pitch to 2-0, Maxwell. And that is a fair ball down into the corner. It's going to be a double, and coming in to score Loreno is Colin Maxwell. We had to wait, was a late decision by the umpire. And it's a double by Maxwell, and Galveston College leads it 3-2 now. As Maxwell with a two-out double and an RBI has put Galveston College back on top 3-2 here with two outs, and here's Euro Forbes. So after all the base running shenanigans, Galveston gets the lead back. And they lead it 3-2 now as Forbes, who doubled his last time, is up to the plate. Check swing, took it around for a strike. Curveball misses. One count on Forbes. Angel looks on, and now time called. Forbes, another one. That one bounces away, gets away from Cure, and down to third is Maxwell. 2-1 count now on Forbes, and now Maxwell 90 feet away at third base with two outs. Maxwell checking in with the coach, and now we have a right-hander loosening up down the bullpen for Galveston. Zangiel, strike, makes it 2-2. Two-two the count. The pitch bounces in, gets away from Cure. Maxwell will come in to score to make it 4-2 on the wild pitch. So Maxwell gets the RBI double, comes across to score on the wild pitch, and it's 4-2 now, Galveston. And the pitch to Forbes, strike, called to end the inning. But the damage is done. Galveston gets two runs on one hit. There was one error and nobody left. We're through five innings of play here at Bernard Davis Field here in Galveston. And Galveston College leading Brookhaven College 4-2, Texas Sports Radio Network.
Our 2X10 Flex varieties win this season. Varieties like DP1522B2XF, DP1549B2XF, and DP1646B2XF can provide the highest yield potential, premium fiber quality, and the most effective weed control solutions available. That's why Delta Pine is strong cotton. Delta Pine, dedicated to cotton, committed to Texas.
Individual results may vary. Always read and follow IRM for applicable grain marking and all other school district practices and pesticide level corrections. The company is not approved for any partners.
It's that time of year. Kickoff is football season at Barcelona Sports. As we celebrate our 60th year in business, Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at BarcelonaSports.com.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy, just minutes from the Merrill Center. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com.
The next time you stay to play at Katy, stay at the Residence Inn Houston at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-391-7501. The City of Katy, home of champions.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
Top of the sixth inning, new pitcher Davis Jenks out there for Galveston College facing Carlos Reyes. And Reyes ground ball down to the first baseman. Easy play for Gonzalez and one away here in the top of the sixth inning with Galveston College leading Brookhaven by a score of 4-2. I'm Tom Vaday on the call here this afternoon at Bernard Davis Field here in Galveston, Texas. Galveston led early 1-0 on a Henley home run, extended it to 2 before Brookhaven tied it with 2 in the top of the fifth inning. But Colin Maxwell with a RBI double and then came in to score on a wild pitch has Galveston College up by 2. As Cole Miner takes the first pitch high and now takes the second one high from the freshman Davis Jenks from Crosby, Texas, out of Crosby High School. And the former Cougar delivers his 2-0 and a ground ball right to Camargo. The shortstop cleans it and fires over to Gonzalez and two away. So that'll bring up the DH, Dylan Palmer. He started that two-run rally in the fifth inning with a leadoff walk. Came in to score on the RBI by Kincaid. So he'll bat with two, nobody on and two out here in the sixth inning. As the pitch coming in from Jenks, off the, kind of looked like it caught the mitt wrong and Forbes unable to control it. And it headed toward the Brookhaven dugout. So, 1-0 count on Palmer. Still no score down at Alvin there in the sixth inning in a scoreless game with Temple. 2-0 now to count. Hunter Hammond waiting on deck. Later today, San Jacinto girls basketball. Fly ball, left field, going back. Henley toward the fence, can't make the catch. It's going to be off the wall. This is going to be a double for Palmer, and he stands there standing at second with two outs. So a two-out double by Dylan Palmer. As that wind, as we mentioned, was blowing out toward left, and that one just got kept pushing the ball away from Henley. And that's going to be all, looks like, for Jenks. As they're going to go to the bullpen after two outs. So Jenks records the first two out before giving up a hit. And we've got a new pitcher coming in for Galveston. We'll have the numbers for you when we come back. Texas Sports Radio Network.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expectmore.
Y'all listen up. Let me tell you something about group meals from Rudy's Barbecue. It's got all you need for all the folks you gotta feed, smoked meat, sides, and more. There's everything down to the tablecloth, just like the one that you see at the store. And a bridal shower, it's better than flowers. And a long bits of meat, and it'll pass the hours. It'll feed all the cousins at a family function. Better than potluck at a church luncheon. Next time you need to feed 10 or more, call and order a Rudy's group meal.
Next in line.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or online at altex.com.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
This is boot camp. This is the real thing now. You've never done anything so hard in your life. You don't understand how you can finish. It takes inner strength and desire to become a Marine. When I finished, I was like, I did it. The moment I will never forget is when this drill instructor that I admire so much comes up to me and said, "Good morning, Marine."
PFC Summer Volkman became a Marine. Can you? Visit Marines.com. Or call 1-800-MARINES.
Christian Story now, the new pitcher in from the bullpen with two outs. And Hammond takes a big rip and comes up empty on the fastball from Story, who comes in after getting the first two outs by David Jenks. He gives up a two-out double to Palmer, and that brings Story in, the sophomore. Swing and a miss, and he's ahead of the count on Hammond, 0-2. Hammond, 1-for-2, a double, and scored back in that fifth, in the fifth inning. Trying to bring Palmer home and cut the lead to one. Story bringing in some heat here. 0-2 from Story. Fastball lifted high in the air, foul. Stays 0-2. Our half inning being brought to you by Frost Bank of Houston. Frost Bank is where the customer is considered the MVP. Story looks in at Forbes. Delivers the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Gets Hammond to end the inning. So, Story comes in, gets the big strikeout to end the inning and the threat. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Galveston maintaining a 4-2 lead over Brookhaven. Back in a moment, Texas Sports Radio Network.
That is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. We're one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country because price makes a difference. At Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart Myers Truck, Joe Myers.
For details, visit joemyerstoyota.com.
You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN on the go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand-mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand-breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh-squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's. Only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
It's bottom of the sixth inning as Galveston College leading Brookhaven College 4-2 here on the Texas Sports Radio Network. Our coverage of Region 14 Junior College Baseball. A non-conference match doubleheader here this afternoon at Bernard Davis Field here in Galveston, Texas. Matt Gonzalez leads off here against Angel here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Gonzalez 0-2. Pops that one out of play for a strike. Angel came in with the game tied at 2 in the bottom of the fifth inning, but a couple wild pitches and a fielding mistake by the Bears was costly in the inning. Breaking pitch in. Misses outside 1-1. It looked like they had a base runner caught in a rundown, but the Bear dropped the baseball and that allowed, and eventually he stole second strike. Pitch on the outside for a ball, 2-1. Allowed the base runner to advance to second on a stolen base next, and then he came in to score on a double by Maxwell. And a fly ball, looking up, and goodbye. Home run for Gonzalez, or is it? Nope, foul ball. Ooh, boy, everyone took a look at that one, didn't even have to turn around much. The question was, did it stay fair? It was foul, it's 2-2. Looked like everyone thought that was out of here. It was, but curve fouled the last minute. So 2-2 to Gonzalez. Well, I don't think he'll get that pitch again. He pops that one up first base side, foul territory, and the catcher Cure will make the play to end Gonzalez's bat. So, 1-1, and that'll bring up the man who did put one over the fence on the right field, left field side, that's Robert Hensley. Hensley hit a solo homer back in the second inning that gave Galveston a 1-0 lead at the time. After that, he grounded out the third. He's 1-for-2 this afternoon against the Brookhaven College Bears pitching staff as he steps in here against Angel, who brings in a nice, nasty curveball that breaks on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Deanna waits on deck. He has one of the three RBIs for the Whitecaps today, and that breaking pitch misses. 1-1 now on Hensley. Hensley hit the home run off the starter Oda, who went the first four. Ground ball, foul down third. 1-2 now. And we take a look once again at our updated scoreboard here this afternoon. Still tied, scoreless. Sam Jack game just getting underway. And fly ball center field. It's going to drop for a base hit. And Henley has his second hit of the ball game. Seventh hit of the game for Galveston College. And Henley's on with one out. That'll bring up the DH, Jasper Diana. And an RBI single in that second inning. Pops it up. Right field side, down the line, and coming across Massey makes the play. Now to throw the first to get the runner back in time. Yes, he does. But a quick out here of Deanna. So that'll bring up Grayson Allen, who's 0 for 2 today. Allen looking down at third at the Whitecap coaching staff and comes in here to bat with one on and two outs here in the sixth inning. In the top half of the seventh, it'll be Kincaid, Cure, and Mayoka for the Bears, who need two to keep the game going. Runner draws a throw and he gets back in time, does Henley. Another throw over. On this cool but yet comfortable Saturday afternoon here in Galveston. Angel Kerrball gets away and the runner will advance to second. That's going to be a third wild pitch today. Might be a little bit of a pass ball. That kind of handcuffed Cure. Lost control of it. We're going to have to say it's a wild pitch. So that's three wild pitches on Angel here. Now allows Henley to get to second base. So an insurance run in scoring position with two outs. And a chopper fouled by Allen. One and one now on the former Klein Bearcat. Angel looking over at the dugout of the Bears, getting instructions. Henley with a good lead over at second. And the pitch, low and inside, 2-1 now on Allen. Two one to count on Grayson Allen. Next pitch in. Fouled at the plate. So, nope, they're going to say it's a swing and a miss. The ball gets away a little bit from Cure and now allows the runner to get the third. So Henley at third now and a 2-2 count now on Allen. As Allen ready. Everyone set. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss ends the inning. For Galveston here in the bottom of the sixth inning, no runs, a hit. No errors, one man left. We head to the seventh inning. Galveston looking to take game one. They lead Brookhaven College 4-2 here on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
Time of year. Kickoff is football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high performance team gear. Visit us at barcelonasports.com.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy, just minutes from the Merrill Center. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com.
The next time you stay to play in Katy, stay at the Hilton Garden Inn Houston West at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-644-2400. The City of Katy, home of champions.
Top of the seventh inning, here we go. Galveston trying to lock down game one. And a fastball from Christian Story in on Kincaid for a strike. It's going to be Kincaid, Cure, and Majorca up for the Brookhaven Bears. Here in the seventh inning, they lead it. And Galveston College leading 4-2, and that one misses, and it's 1-1 now to Kincaid. We'll have another game for you following the conclusion of this one. And that one fouled at the plate. Makes it 1-2 now on Kincaid. Kincaid has flied out. An RBI single in the fifth. He's 1-for-2 facing Christian Story for the first time. He came in to get the last out in the sixth. Looking to close the door here in the seventh. And the big right-hander delivers. Fastball. Swing and a miss. Gets away. But the runner's going to have a chance to score unless Ural gets it down to first. And he does. Now he drops the ball, does Gonzalez. It was a tough play for Ural Forbes. As he first had to find it, hurry his throw. And the runner is safe. So that's going to be a strikeout and a wild pitch allows the runner to get the first. So, tying run at the plate for Dylan Cure. See if the Bears can take advantage of an opportunity here in the seventh inning. And the pitch fastball from Story is high for a ball. When they got the leadoff man aboard in the fifth inning, that led to two runs to tie the game for Brookhaven College. Fastball misses low, and it's 2-0 now on Dylan Cure with Colton Majorca on deck. And now with that, they're going to have a quick meeting. We're going to take 30 seconds. You're listening to Junior College Baseball, Texas Sports Radio Network.
Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
At Don McGill Toyota of Katy, we want to be your first choice for all your Toyota needs. From sales to service, we will treat you like you deserve to be treated. With great deals being made every day, we are just a short drive from anywhere. So, whether you are in Cinco Ranch, Kane Island, Seven Meadows, or anywhere near Katy, give us a chance to earn your business. Find us online at toyotaofkaty.com, and remember,
if it's a deal, you chase an exit I-10 in Mason to Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
We have school spirit. What about you? JSC Federal.
Well, they finally get something to happen down in Alvin. A walk-off RBI single by Jermaine Ward gives Alvin a 1-0 lead over Temple in their first game. Here we're in the top of the seventh inning with Galveston College leading Brookhaven College by a score of 4-2. Tying run at the plate in Dylan Cure as Christian Story delivers high, and it's 3-0 now to Dylan Cure with Colton Majorca waiting on deck. And that was a good game over there in Alvin. Hope and glad you're joining with us for the conclusion of this game. There's a fastball down at the knees. Ooh, Cure thought he had ball four, but they're going to say nope. It's 3-1 now. And Kerr back in on that right side of the plate against the right-hander Story. The 3-1. Lifted down the line, and it's a foul ball down the left field line. That was almost on the chalk line. That would have at least had runners at second and third. But now it's 3-2 now on Dylan Kerr. And Kerr looking down at Coach Raines down the third base box for Brookhaven College. Coach Brandon Raines in his sixth year is the leader of this Bears team. Story, a quick throw to the first, and the runner gets back. Still looking for the first out here in the top of the seventh inning. Three-two payoff pitch, and that's lifted high in the air. Right field, runner better get back as Allen will make the catch in right field, one away. So that'll bring up the center fielder, Colton Mayorga. Mayorga is 0-for-1 with a sack bunt his last time up. And he represents at the plate right now, currently the tying run with Kincaid over at first base. Throw over by Story to keep the runner close. Kincaid once again with a lead over at first. It's a short lead. And a fastball misses high to Mayorga. Story looking for the save here. Kincaid once again with a short lead over at first. Now it looks to extend it during the pitch. Popped up in the air, out of play. Makes it 1-1 now. Our half inning being brought to you by Rudy's Barbecue, Country Store and Barbecue, next in line. And by Raise and Cane, one love throughout Houston and the greater Houston area. 1-1 pitch. Fouled away again, and it's 1-2 now. 1-2 count on Mayorga. Alex Massey waiting on deck. One away here in the top of the seventh inning. Bears trying to battle back and extend this game. Time called by the home plate umpire. There's the sun once again coming out from behind the clouds. The 1-2, runner goes. And a ground ball fielded by the third baseman, Maxwell, who'll make the long throw over as he had no play at second. So, Mayorga has retired 5-3 for the second out, and that's going to bring up Alex Massey. And that puts Kincaid, who was running, in scoring position at second base with two outs now. Massey is the player to be concerned with here. He represents the tying run. So Story should just focus on Massey and not worry about Kincaid over at second. Two away, one out to go for a victory for the Whitecaps. And a fly ball. Right center field coming on the center fielder Loreno, and he'll make the catch, and that will do it. And Galveston wins game one here this afternoon by a score of 4-2. We'll take a timeout, come back with the numbers, and get you ready for the second game of our broadcast here from Galveston. Once again, our final score in game one, Galveston College 4, Brookhaven College 2. Back in a moment.
We have school spirit. What about you? JSC Federal Credit Union now offers CCISD mascot debit cards. Parents, students, and staff, show your school spirit with your very own mascot card. Check out
www.jscfcu.org for more information on the Mascot debit cards and other products and services available. JSC Federal Credit Union, home of the CCISD Visa Debit Mascot Cards.
Maaco is America's body shop. Let them turn the car you drive back into the car you love. Accidents happen, but don't give up your car. Bring it to Maaco. Locally owned and operated, our shops offer a nationwide warranty and get you back on the road and on your next adventure. Maaco makes it easy, affordable, and reliable every time. Come in for a free estimate on your paint or collision repair today. Stop by Maaco at 9350 FM 1960 Road West in Houston or visit online at MaacoHoustonWest.com to book an appointment. Better get Maaco of Northwest Houston.
The game of football parallels the game of life. Few sports require more heart, determination, and persistence. Like in life, when you're knocked down, you have to be able to get back up and try harder the next time. Unfortunately, some players have not been able to get back up due to catastrophic injury they sustained playing a game they love. Now there is help. The Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Organization was started to provide help for these brave young men. Gridiron Heroes now needs you to lend a hand to help these young men be successful in the game of life. To learn more, contact Gridiron Heroes at 210-566-6108 or visit gridironheroes.org.
Well, game one's in the books here at Bernard. Game one in the books here at Bernard Field. Bernard Davis Field here in Galveston, Texas, for the home team of the Galveston College Whitecaps. They defeat Brookhaven College here in game one by a score of 4-2. Our line here, it was Galveston, 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors. For Brookhaven College, 2 runs, 4 hits, 2 costly errors in the game. And one of those errors helped Galveston regain the lead in the bottom of the fifth inning. Galveston took an early lead in the second inning. A solo homer by Robert Henley made it 2-0. An RBI single later by Gasper Dana in the fourth inning made it 4-0. But then Brookhaven able to get the offense going in the fifth after perfect innings by Kyle Ross of the Whitecaps. He gave up a leadoff walk in the fifth inning. That was followed by a double by Hammond. And then RBI singles by Kincaid and Cure tied the game at 2. But in the bottom half of the fifth inning, after one away, Lorena would walk. Looked like he was picked off. And then on the relay throw, on the throw back to first, the ball was dropped, allowed him to be safe. And on the next pitch, he would steal second base. And then come in to score on an RBI by Carson Maxwell, an RBI double that made it 3-2. And then Maxwell would come in around to score on a wild pitch to make the final score 4-2. The winning pitcher here this afternoon for Galveston, I believe they're going to credit it to Davis Jenks, who pitched the fifth inning, or it could be also Mizik. But the save goes to Christian Story, who got the final 4 outs of the game. The losing pitcher was Travis Angel. Well, that will do it here for game one. We'll take a break. We'll be back in about 25 minutes for game two of our doubleheader between Galveston and Brookhaven. As game one goes to Brookhaven, game one goes to Galveston College, 4-2. We'll be back in a few moments here on the Texas Sports Radio Network.